truth does not need to be remembered. Truth does not need to be remembered. We are all acquainted with stories from history, stories from the past, stories of life, of many things that have taken place. And as we are aware of them, we don't have to pay attention to them. We live by that conclusion. We live by that awareness that truth does not need to be remembered. Truth stands up for itself. Truth is always truth. It has nothing to be compared with. It has nothing to be said that it has to be substantiated in any way. Truth does not need to be remembered. Now, you may wonder why I'm sort of pushing this point a little bit, that truth does not need to be remembered. Oftentimes, when a little child comes in, and he comes in and tells a story, "Yeah, Mom, there's a million guys chasing me out here." And Mom says, "Okay, let's go take a look." And so she goes outside, and she sees two or three guys walking away. And she doesn't say, "You were lying." She didn't say, "You were not telling the truth." She just said, "You had a different opinion of what the truth is." And so, as you did this, and as you did this many times, she learned to listen to you and to have confidence in what you have to say, but also a little bit of awareness that you might sort of fudge a little bit. Now, when a person is always telling the truth, no one ever has to doubt them. When a person is always telling the truth, no one comes up to them and says that they're lying. No one comes up to them and says that they are not telling the truth. Because it's not their nature. It's not their nature to live outside of the truth. So many of us have the opportunity to live in the truth. The Bible teaches the truth continuously, continuously, continuously. And as the Bible teaches this truth continuously, 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 what happens to us? What happens to us is that we sometimes wonder, what is the truth? We sometimes wonder, who is interpreting the truth? Who is saying it's their truth, the truth of one philosophy or one another, the truth of one attitude or another, the truth of one family or another, one country or another? What is the truth? Are you allowed to lie in one area of life and not allowed to lie in another area of life? These are all things that have to be considered very carefully, very wonderfully, very positively, very beautifully. And as they're considered, what happens? Well, as they're considered, people are very generous, and they say, "Well, you're a little child, you haven't learned to speak the truth." Well, yes, they have. But they have also learned to lie. They have also learned to tell the story that's going to bless them, that's going to give them a benefit. And if the little boy says, "There's a million guys chasing me," he knows his mother's instantly going to go out and look at it. But if he says, "A dog was chasing me," mother's going to say, "There, there. What did you do to the dog? What did you do that caused the dog to chase you? Did you stop? Like I always told you, stop. Go down on one knee and say, 'Hi, puppy, what are you up to?'" And you will completely disengage that dog. He will no longer chase you because you're not afraid of him. He will no longer be after you as a toy or anything. He will just say, "Oh, we changed the rules of the game here. Okay, we changed the rules. And so now we're going to be friendly. Now we're going to be joyful. Now we're going to be working together." And truly, that's just what you do. That's just what you do. We change the rules of the game very often. Now, In changing the rules of the game, is there ever a state of what's called lying? When we say to ourselves, I'm whole and perfect, and we're not whole and perfect. Our body hurts. Our body's got all sorts of problems, and we're lying, saying I'm whole and perfect when we're not. And yet, when we say I'm whole and perfect, our body, our mentality, who we are, takes a new look at us and says, oh, you want to put a new rule in the game here. And the new rule is that you're going to be whole and perfect. You're going to take care of yourself. You're going to have fun. Oh, no. The dog is chasing you. And you know that if you run, the dog's going to chase you further. And you know, intuitively, you know the truth because it's right in your soul. You know the truth, and it says to you, if you get down on one knee and look at that dog straight in the eye and say, hi, puppy, I love you, you will completely master that dog. But you have to not be afraid. Because if you're afraid, then you have another set of rules going on there. You have a rule going on that says you are frightful and that a dog bites you or chases you because he doesn't know what you're going to do and he doesn't know how you're going to be handled. We have to all work in our life in the ways that are best for us. We have to all work in our life in the ways that are going to be most uplifting and most revealing to us. But are these things that you can do? Are these things that I can do? Are these things that I want to do? Is that truth? Is that a lie? What is truth and what is a lie? I'm falling and I grab a rope. And I stop falling. I'm hurting. And I put some bandage on it or some Mercuricome on the hurt and it stops hurting. What's truth and what's a lie? Is it truth that the hurt was there at that time and now it's not there? How are we going to look at our life? How are we going to look at our world? How are we going to look at ourselves? Are we going to look at ourselves in the present moment appearances, or are we going to look at ourselves in the reality? Are we going to look at ourselves that I'm not falling any longer because I grabbed a hold of the rope? And I'm swinging out over the swimming pool on the rope, and now I let go, kaplatch! All different realities, all different expressions of who and what I am. Now, what do I want to be? What am I? What am I revealing of myself? What am I revealing of the world in which I live? What am I revealing? Well, I have to make up my mind. Make up my mind and decide what it is that I really want to do. What it is that I really want to be. What it is that I am. And when I decide, then everything is in divine order. When I decide, then everything works beautifully for me all the time. But it's just a matter of when I decide. Now, do I want to decide? Do I want to decide and say, truth does not need to be remembered? I live the truth every moment of my life. And truth does not need to be remembered. It is lived, delighted in, and enjoyed in all of the time. Join me in this realization that the Bible tells us truth does not need to be remembered. You live it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You live it. And as you live it, then life is truly an exciting adventure forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.